Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, today we're going to talk about four strategies for growing your business. I know that when I got into the web development game, I had kind of an idea of plans, growth strategies. You know, one of them was maintenance plans and stuff for clients. I had a goal at 5 years to have 100 maintenance clients paying me $1,500 a year, for example, because I really wanted to start the year off without, you know, with kind of recurring revenue and stuff. And we're going to talk about some strategies that you can implement into place today to try to help you grow your business. And there's also were a couple of surprises along my journey that I didn't even expect that now, you know, hindsight's 2020 seems to be a great way to potentially grow your business and stuff. So we're going to touch on that as well. You want to get us kicked off today?
Yeah, definitely. And a couple of these are more long-term strategies. And you think, there's so much effort and work involved, you know, and there's no like guarantee of when or sometimes even if it's going to pay off. But this is the kind of thing where you invest in your business today and consistently, and you follow these best practices, then chances are it's going to pay off very handsomely long term. And the first one on the list is content marketing. Now, content marketing is essentially creating content around what your potential customers are going to be looking for and basically providing value that introduces them to your business. So it's more another form or another name for content marketing is inbound marketing, where traditional, you know, outbound marketing is all about, you know, outbound, you know, campaigns and different marketing efforts, where inbound content marketing is about bringing people to you through creating awesome content and providing value so that they basically learn to trust you so that eventually they'll want to hire you. And so again, it's not something that's going to pay off immediately, but long term it will. Like for example, I have blog posts and tutorials that are getting a lot of search traffic, even though I created them almost 2 years ago. And so, you know, I'm still benefiting from those and they're coming to my website and then buying my products or sometimes even wanting to hire me. And so content marketing is definitely one of the best ways to market your business. And really is, I mean, it's the present, but it's also the future because people are bombarded with so many different ads. And so content marketing, inbound marketing is about them coming to you.
Yeah. And what it does is it also establishes you as an authority in the web development game, so to speak. So if you put out a ton of useful, valuable content, people aren't only going to find you through search, but once they get to you, they're going to see that, oh, wow, well, you know, Tim or David or, you know, these are experts in WordPress. So if, you know, if I need an expert to help me build my website, I'm going to be inclined to reach out to them and stuff. Number two on our list is social media marketing. Obviously, social media is huge, very important. Facebook has a couple of billion users. Everybody and their grandma's on Facebook. Yes, even grandmas are on Facebook these days. It's just a great tool to promote your services, let people who are interested in what you're doing. A lot of times, these social networks will outrank your own website because they're such high-ranking websites. So when you have, you know, a business page and you are producing content on that social media platform, i.e. Facebook, Instagram, sometimes your Facebook page will outrank your own website. So, and that's simply because Facebook is the number one website in the world. I think Google's too. So if, you know, anytime there's a link back from a high-ranking website to your website, that brings a lot of value and stuff. So social media marketing is huge. It lets you engage with your potential clients and stuff. And you know, it's definitely a way that you don't want to ignore it as a path to growth for your business.
Absolutely. Now, the next one on the list is paid marketing. So another way of saying that is paid advertising. So Facebook ads, Google AdWords, any other type of paid campaigns that you're doing. Now, you know, we talked about content marketing, social media marketing being more long-term. I would say paid marketing is kind of both short-term and long-term. You can have short-term gains. So basically, as soon as you launch an ad campaign, it can start paying off, you know, relatively quickly, depending on your business, your niche, and the form of advertising. But it can also help long-term as well, because the more times people see your brand, you know, it's basic, you know, branding 101. You know, over time, you're going to start to be seen as an authority and trustworthy. And so getting, even though you're paying for it, you're getting your business in front of more eyeballs that might not pay off today, but long term, it'll pay off tomorrow. And so, yeah, paid advertising is huge. And a lot of these things I want to say before we move on to the next one is these kind of go hand in hand. Content marketing, social media marketing, even paid marketing. You create content, you know, you're going to also blast it out on social media. You might even do paid advertising campaigns to bring people to your content. So, you know, even though these are, you know, three different strategies, they all kind of work together. And they work best when they're used together.
Absolutely. Last on our list, and number four, is a pathway to growth that we definitely have taken advantage of, but it definitely was not on our roadmap, and that's acquisition. Over the last couple of years, we have acquired a couple of companies that just opportunities kind of sprang up, and we decided to go ahead and pull the trigger. We felt like it was a good fit with our business model and stuff, but you know, acquisition as a path to growth is a great way. You may find a solopreneur in your community or your town that you're partnering with on a regular basis. You value their work. They do great work, but you know, they're a little overwhelmed. They're wanting to grow and stuff. You may absorb them. You may decide, hey, look, let's partner up. Let me buy your company, whatever it is, work out some deals, and you bring that brand into yours. So don't ignore the potential to use acquisition as a path to growth. I've found that it has been a big time game changer for our company. And it honestly, it happened by accident, just casual conversations with a mutual friend that we were doing things with in our web development space, and found out that, you know, they wanted to move in a different direction and focus on what they were great at. And they really hated a lot of aspects of running a business and stuff. So it's worked out great. So don't ignore acquisition as a path to growth.
Yeah. And I know some people, you might be hearing acquisition, that might sound a little intimidating, you know, if you're maybe a new business owner. And the thing is it doesn't have to be a scary thing. You know, I kind of always thought as acquisition is like, you know, once you're a big company, then you can acquire smaller companies, but that's not always the case. Obviously, you know, David's example, you know, he's not, you know, as big as Facebook, sorry, David, or as big as Apple, but, you know, he's able to, you know, make these really smart investments in acquiring these companies. And I have another really good friend who a couple of years ago started a CPA, you know, tax firm, and they've acquired two companies as well, even though they were, you know, very new. They were able to, you know, buy a company of a guy who was, you know, ready to retire. And so they basically bought his business and, you know, retained his clients. And then they bought another business that kind of helped propel their growth and really, you know, was very strategic in, you know, positioning them for, you know, long-term success. And so it definitely take some strategic thinking and planning, but it can absolutely be a great way to grow your business.
Absolutely. Tomorrow we've got another great topic, how to add auto-complete search to your WordPress website. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.